When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Sarah Marshall with MusketFire.com, and today we have a very special guest in the house, none other than Patriots legend Vince Wilfork, to talk some Patriots football, plus his new project with Kingsford to officially teach Jason Kelce how to slow down and create memories around the grill as he begins his retirement. You can check out the hilarious new video on Vince or Jason's social media channels out now. Welcome, Vince. How are you today?
Yourself?
I am great. I'm so excited to meet you and to talk with you about all things Patriots, all things Kingsford. So because I have you here, I have to ask you about the Patriots, of course, because you were such a big part of the Patriots' success during your career, winning 2 Super Bowls and becoming a 5-time Pro Bowler. I have to ask you about all the changes that the team has undergone this season, or off season, excuse me, especially the naming of your former teammate, Jerod Mayo, as the successor to Bill Belichick. Since you spent 7 years playing alongside him, do you think Jerod is the right guy for the job?
I think he's the right guy for the job, because you got to understand, like I tell people all the time, when Jerod was a rookie, was drafted first round, he came in as a captain. He was a first year captain, and he was a quarterback of the defense. So everybody knows a line, middle linebacker, it's the quarterback of a defense, and that's what he was. And you got to understand, he had guys around him, veteran guys around him with leadership qualities, but he was the one that was Captain Bill saw in him. So I knew right then and there that he would have a, you know, successful career, not only career going into the coaching field, being able to coach, being able to be coached and drafted from the greatest coach of all time. And now all of a sudden he's in the driver's seat. I think that is the perfect situation to be in, because I think where he's at in life, with his age and his ability to touch these kids on a younger scale, I think Bill kind of didn't have that because Bill was so old school. But I think right now he is the best situation for us to be in, and I think he'll be fine.
And it's funny because everybody is saying that so far. Like, the players already bought into everything that he's doing. They seem like so excited. I mean, they were talking about wanting to play for him before Bill was even let go this offseason. Last year, they were excited about wherever Mayo landed. They said they wanted to be there. And he's kind of in a unique situation that not many coaches are ever in, because he played in New England for his entire career, was coached by Bill Belichick. Then after retiring, he began his coaching career working with and learning from Bill Belichick. Now he's given the reins to a historically successful franchise with very high expectations. So what kind of coach do you think he'll be?
Jerod had to have his own flair. You know, he had to be able to take everything he learned in the coaching world, being up under Bill Belichick, the, you know, stuff that he wanted, some stuff that he wanted to change and make it his own. I think a lot of coaches have problems when they leave from up under Bill Belichick and they go somewhere they want to be Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I think Jerod's going to take a different approach. He's going to take some pick and choose what he want to take from what he's learned, but also bring his own flair to the game. And I think part of that flair to the game is he can understand and he can relate more than Bill could ever could at this point in his career. So I think that alone is going to get his players to play for him. And it's going to be, I think he's the right man for the job. It's going to take some time because we're in the rebuilding stage. So, you know, we drafted the quarterback. Three overall. So it's going to take some time to groom. But I think he is the best decision that we did. I think he's the one for the job.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm really excited. I know there's a lot of people that are a little bit nervous because they're not patient. You know that the situation that they're in, you need to give it time. And, you know, that sets them up for success long term instead of trying to do it all right this second. And like you said, you mentioned Drake May. What do you think about his fit with the team? Did you like the pick?
I love the pick. I mean, I think this year quarterback draft was pretty strong. And I think if you needed to try to find a franchise, this was the year to do it. And I think they did what they had to do. I really like him. I like what he brings. I like his attributes. I like his size. And, you know, I like the person that he is. He's very coachable. He loves his teammate. He loves the game and he works hard. So I think it'll work out. It'll take time. That quarterback position is pretty tough. And I think, you know, with offensive coordinator Van Pelt, I think he will be okay. So I think we're going to shock a lot of people this year. Even though we're going through a rebuilding stage, I still don't think it'll be like they're going to go 0-18. That's not going to happen. You're going to see a different ball club. You're going to see a young club. It's going to look different. But you're going to see little promises here and there. And it's just you have to build. So we have to have the patience, you know, and sometimes we run out of patience and it's like you're on a 2 or 3 year deal. You know, if you don't get it done, we got to find somebody else that will. This isn't college, you know, the teams that are successful, they stay in it for the long term. And those teams you see been successful and having winning records time and time again. So I think it's just a starting point, and I think the organization knows that, and I think they know that Gerard is the right guy. So we just got to have the patience and let it all unfold, and hopefully everything will work out how we all see it.
Yeah, I think they're in a better situation than they have been for the last few years. You know, obviously we knew once Tom Brady left, whenever it was, unfortunately, it was a lot sooner than I think a lot of people wanted. We knew that the team was going to be in a tough spot because not – really any team has ever been in a position to have a quarterback at playing at such a high level for such a long time. So you knew it wasn't going to be great right away, but I feel like they're definitely on a better path now. And it feels like they're trying to instill the Patriot culture still, but a little, like you said, a little more flair to it and building a young, hungry team. You can tell that they're already eager to play and to play hard for Mayo, which I think is a nice it's a nice beginning for a new head coach, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta understand, change is scary.
Yeah.
You know, but with change you have to have trust and guys have to believe in one another. And I think Gerard's gonna earn their trust. Guys that been there while he was a coach, they understand what they're getting into. So I think it's just a time thing where everybody got to understand that we, in this process, we're in it together. You know, it's not just Gerard, the new head coach. It's, you know, new guys coming in. That locker room, it looked totally different, you know, from a year ago. Every year it's turnover. So they have to understand that. And I think, you know, between the top guys from the crafts and the organization down all the way down to Gerard, they understand that. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some rebuilding. Relationships have to be built. You know, you're going to have to teach new stuff. You have new coordinators coming in. You have a new system and scheme stuff going. So it's going to take all of them, not just one person. It's just not on the quarterback. It's on every individual because it's so much turnover. So they have, the quicker they can get on the same page, quicker they can become, start chipping away at becoming a better football team. And I think that started in mini camps. And I think you have to go through training camp and get ready for the season and see what you have. So I think Gerard is the right guy to be in the driver's seat. He's going to manage it well and he's going to be fine.
I agree. And I don't know if you saw, but Antonio Gibson, you know, was signed in free agency this year. And he had already talked about how unique the locker room is in New England, that they're all like brothers, that they're very close, and that's kind of a new situation for him. So I think it's nice to hear that, you know, the Patriots locker room has always been discussed in that way, at least from what fans are hearing. But I think it's even more crucial for that to be happening right now because of such significant changes. You know, I already mentioned Tom Brady leaving. That was a huge loss. Bill Belichick leaving, even if people thought it was the time for it to happen, that's a huge change. So the fact that the locker room is coming together and working so well, I think that that's going to set them up for more success than, you know, the way other teams might have dealt with such big changes.
Yeah, I mean, the locker room is everything. You know, if you can't have, if the locker room can't be on one accord, it's done. And for them to say, hey, it feels like a family, it feels good, that's a great sign. That's a great sign to start with. Long as we can stay there, keep the locker room at the brotherhood, and you're playing for one another, because it shows. When you play for one another, it shows on Sundays. Mm-hmm. You know, it shows when you go out as a team and you fighting for your brother that's next to you, you're holding each other accountable, you know, you're responsible. It shows. I think the last couple of years, we kind of see the division. We didn't play together as a team or like a brotherhood. And that was something that we were built on.
Yeah.
Of holding each other accountable. And when we enter this field, we won. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable. You guys are going to hold me accountable. I think the past couple of years, we kind of missed that. So I think now we're getting back to that point where it starts in the locker room. It starts with us as the players, and we want to make it work from us. It doesn't matter what's going on outside of this, but as long as we play together as a team, we'll be fine. And I think they're on the right track.
I am with you. So thank you for answering all of my Patriots questions. I could talk to you all day long, but before I let you go, I have to ask you about Kingsford and all the yummy dishes that you can make with your grill. Since the 4th of July is right around the corner, we have summertime. Obviously, that means that it's time to light up the grill with Kingsford. I need to know what your favorite barbecue dishes are to make.
Well, I'm a meat guy. So, you know, I'm doing ribs, either it's pork or beef. I'm doing chicken. I'm doing pulled pork. I can do sausages. I can do, you know, steaks, you know, you name it. I would throw it on the grill with the quickness. But Kingsford.com, you can come check us out. You can check recipes out there. Me and Jason Kelsey, partner up with Kingsford, and I'm excited. He's retired now. So I'm teaching him the ropes, what it is, what it means to be retired. And there's nothing like Kingsford Charcoal, the original champions. We both champions.
Yep.
So to be the best, you have to deal with the best. And then when it comes to charcoal, there's no better people out there than Kingsford, the original champions. So we are very, very thrilled to be a part of the Kingsford family. And we're looking forward to all that comes with it.
I'm excited to see. I have to go watch the videos and see what you guys are up to. Thank you so much, Vince, for chatting with me today. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to meet with me to talk Patriots and, of course, Kingsford. And can't wait to see what happens with the Patriots.
We'll see. Fingers crossed. So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And don't forget, everybody, go Pats.
Go Pats.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.